Oh, that's perfect, Catherine. I think that you can't get any better than that. You are recording on.
Yeah, I was recording that. Right? Yeah, that's our new intro music. What do you think?
It's not music. It's a tone.
Okay. I just thought it was, you know, it's my Ting Shaws from my old Yoga Pura days.
It seems a little 70s to me.
It totally is. It even has Om symbols all over it. It's awesome.
Om? So, like impedance?
Like Om, like this. Anyway, I got to put them down. They're going to keep drinking.
You don't even know what I'm talking about, do you?
No.
Do you have any idea how electricity works?
No, you just plug the thing in the wall, and it has to be like either our plugs or
Ohms, Catherine,
European.
Ohms.
Oh.
If we didn't have ohms, we wouldn't be able to talk right now.
Oh. Ohm. Anyway. Wow. Well, good morning. It's almost Halloween.
It's getting there.
And then it's almost Day of the Dead. I brought props.
By the time this podcast is published, it will be after. Well, that's nice.
Isn't that cute?
By the time this podcast is published,
it'll be past.
I'm sure it will be after Halloween.
Yeah, it will. But we just have to acknowledge the moment. I'm trying to be very gestalt today.
Okay. Is that some kind of jeans?
I don't wear jeans.
Well, neither do I. Jeans are stupid.
Okay. Oh, you mean jeans like G-E-N-E-S's?
What other kind of jean would I be talking about?
Oh, the kind you wear.
That's what we were talking about.
Oh, I don't know what we're talking about. I haven't had coffee.
You don't know ohms and you don't know jeans.
Well, ohms is like the sound we always say in yoga.
Isn't that or something? Like
or om.
Always sounds like you don't know what you're talking about.
When do I know what I'm talking about, James? It's all a friend.
Ohms is, I think it's electrical impedance. I don't remember. It's some part of the electrical stuff. You should know that.
My version sounds more exciting.
Mine sounds more practical and useful. And
it's a man thing. Man thing. What do you want to talk about
today? It is definitely not a man thing. It's a science thing. Are you saying science is manly?
No, it's just like electrical and stuff.
God,
I just
you're
don't.
You're so sexist.
No, not really. I'm kind of agenderish lately. Whatever.
You can pretend all you want.
I know.
You're here to prop up the patriarchy.
It's like I'm not a minimalist either, but I have that on my...
Yeah. You want to be.
Yeah,
you
I'm
strive
a wannabe.
To be a feminist minimalist.
So anyway, now that we've slaughtered and alienated half our base.
But what you really are is a minimal feminist.
No.
Excuse me.
What?
As the patriarch here, I get to label you.
Oh, great. Thanks. What's next?
What are we talking about today?
I don't know.
We had
about,
Squid Games.
Yeah, we're talking
gifts.
About Squid Game costumes, not Squid Games. Regarding Squid Games, you finished watching it, I take, and I hear from the grapevine you're unimpressed.
If you haven't watched Squid Games yet and you're going to watch Squid Games, dear listener, turn the podcast off and never listen to it ever again.
Are we talking Squid Games today?
It's going to happen. No, just, you know, obviously, save this podcast for a time after you've watched Squid Games or... Don't watch Squid Games, because it's not really going to be that much of a loss for you, I think.
Oh, my God.
I was not impressed.
I didn't think you'd be impressed. I don't
really,
know why.
Why would you? Yeah, that's weird.
I don't know what it takes to impress you, but I think sometimes our tastes are very different in terms of some of that. But
right.
What was it that you found unimpressive?
Well, first of all, the first two episodes took forever to get through. They were too long and slow. And then you have to kind of grab the audience a little bit. My suspension of disbelief was not suspended.
Right. It was homicide upon homicide.
I didn't believe it. I don't care about that. You can kill people.
That sounds weird, James.
I'm just saying that I was with my parents this past week. I went up to help them. I went up to, flew up to New York to help them move. And it was a difficult experience.
Oh,
but
eventually
when everything got set up, all they want to do is watch murder shows.
Mm.
The British, for some reason, they like to make a lot of murder shows over there. I don't remember the names of the shows we watched. It was Masterpiece Theater, but I think they have a special Masterpiece Theater just for murder shows. There's all kinds of shows, one after the other, of detectives murdering people.
Wow.
So Squid Games is like nothing compared to that.
I enjoyed it. Like I said, I watched it twice.
Wow.
I know, right?
I don't think I could do that because those first two episodes were so slow and tedious.
What was your favorite character? Who was your favorite character?
Oh, the North Korean. I have no idea what her name is.
Oh, isn't she gorgeous?
I was going to try not to talk about that.
Oh, I think she's just a beautiful woman. I think she's beautiful.
I was watching this, and there aren't that many ladies in this show. And it's, you know, the one thing I did like about the show is that it was, you know, this is a very foreign TV show. It's from Korea. They don't make any bones about trying to make it for an American audience. It is just Korean. to see a show that's completely foreign was kind of fun. You know, you get to see Korea and just get feel like you're being dropped in the culture. But it is strange how different those Koreans look, and yet it doesn't really seem to matter that they look so different. I'm attracted to women, and I just couldn't stop looking at them.
Oh, I think she's beautiful. I think Koreans as a people are beautiful.
It, you know, it wasn't just her. It was all the women.
Right.
And it's so weird because they do look so different.
I think Koreans are just beautiful people. I just think they're beautiful. Okay, I think her name is Ho Yin Young. No. I never know.
Does it matter?
No, it doesn't. But she was a model.
Oh.
And Ing put a picture of her on her Instagram.
I guess I have good taste.
Yeah, on her Instagram during her modeling days when she was on the runway.
Yeah, but it wasn't just her. Like I said, all the women
I
thought were attractive.
Yeah, I think the men are attractive.
No, they're gross.
No, stop.
Men are gross. Except for like Wesley Snipes and Denzel Washington. Those are the only two men who I think are not disgusting.
How about Will Smith?
No, I mean, he's got great abs, but after that, meh.
Okay, I thought you were into Will Smith.
No, I got triggered because he showed his abs.
Oh, I see. Anyway, okay.
Anyway, Squid Games.
Yeah, back to Squid Games.
Again, spoiler alert. Why did you like it?
Visually, I enjoyed it. I didn't think I'd be able to get through after the second episode. I thought, I can't get through this. It was just so horrifying. I think it was such an in-your-face, odd visual experience. That's why I kept watching it.
I wasn't really overwhelmed by the visuals.
Yeah, I was.
I would also been watching Foundation on Apple TV, which is a remake, or not a remake, but TV version of Isaac Asimov's famous sci-fi series, The Foundation. Mm-hmm. That is a visual stunning piece of work. There are plenty of visually stunning pieces of work. Squid Games was interesting aesthetically, but I didn't find it particularly overwhelming.
I found it interesting aesthetically. And it was like the simplicity of, not simplicity, I mean, like the first episode, like when they do the red light, green light.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
was that the first episode or the second episode?
Maybe that was the second episode.
I don't remember.
I can't remember.
If I had planned on really talking about the show, I would have taken notes and this would have been a lot more coherent. But this is how we're rolling right now.
Well, whatever the red light, green light episode was, I think it might have been the first. I don't know what it was. It looked like such an like a little play yard with this creepy doll and then this creepy song. And then what happens juxtaposed on that kind of innocent play yard scene. It just jarred me. And I think that you know, the whole thing. So I just wanted to see what else was going to happen. And then it just gets kind of worse in some ways from there, you know.
You know, where it starts to fall down for me a little bit is that episode, because it seemed like people were getting shot who weren't moving. It seemed awkward, and I don't know if it was intentional. See, that was one of the problems, is like I can see people are getting shot who don't seem to be moving, and other people who do seem to be moving aren't getting shot. So is this a fair game, or is it rigged in some way? And that question was never answered for me.
Oh, I think that question was answered.
How so?
I think it was absolutely a rigged game. One of the people that wasn't getting shot was the old man.
Well, number one, 001, I don't necessarily think that he was rigging it for his own advantage. I think he went in there like any other contestant. But he knew the game, obviously, so.
Well, he knew the game, and I think it was rigged. And it's like some
Plus,
of the...
he's an absolute piece of shit, so.
Right, yes.
Or it turns out to be. You know, he's gonna be good at the games, because you have to be an absolute piece of shit to be good at the games, unless...
You just bumble your way through them.
Unless Destiny conspires to, you know, make you the winner.
Right.
Which was 456's case.
I think 456 just kind of bumbled through. I read some analysis because I thought I saw it the second time I watched it. And then I was looking at some of those kind of the spoiler things on YouTube, and it confirmed what I saw. It's like there's a scene that shows him like when the little face was looking, and the lighting around him is different. And I thought, oh, and I just knew in the first game that he wouldn't get shot the way he approached the game, the way he...
If you know how the game is working, it's easy. It's super easy not to get shot.
Right, but I wondered if he had something like a deflective kind of something where even if he was moving, that little doll wouldn't have shot him.
I don't think so. My contention is that he went in putting his life on the line.
Okay.
Until the last game, I think they arranged that. And that was so obvious. I mean, as soon as when he was supposed to be shot in that one of those final games...
Yeah, and it goes away.
It was so clearly he wasn't getting shot. I mean, I'm assuming they wanted you to know that, because there were a couple of moments in the show where if they were trying to hide this thing from you, they did a bad job of it.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm assuming that they wanted us to get some idea that, you know, one of the things about the show is they're not shy. They actually take a little bit of joy, I think, in splattering people's brains all over the place. They don't do it a lot. Mm-hmm. I mean, there's a lot of murder in here, but it's gory, but only in small bites.
Yeah. How do you think that would have played out if they made this movie in Hollywood?
I think overall it would have been pretty similar.
Really?
Because you start with the protagonist, you follow the protagonist all the way through, you have a couple of twists and turns in there, but there's nothing here that really shocked me. And that was one of the things that I did like about the show. Also, since I don't know the tropes of Korean TV, mm-hmm. I don't understand, I don't know what's going to happen as much.
Mm-hmm.
With an American TV, especially an American TV show, there are so many tropes that just keep getting replayed and replayed that,
right.
You know, after the first episode, you pretty much know how things are going to go.
Mm-hmm.
So with not being in that world, you know, there was a lot more uncertainty,
mm-hmm.
which is oftentimes a very good thing for a show.
Right. I enjoyed it.
We brought this up in response to a wonderful BBC article I saw that
says,
"No Squid Game Halloween costumes, right. New York schools say." Terrible way to word
that.
BBC.
I saw that article. It wasn't.
Wouldn't you just reverse that and say, New York schools say no Squid Game Halloween costumes?
Exactly. Yeah, I don't know what's up with some of the editing.
Stupid British people.
It's not just them. It's even Washington Post. I mean, anything
well, no,
you
I'm
read.
Saying, but this is from the BBC.
So yeah, it is from the BBC. So I thought that was an odd article.
That was stupid. It's not the article that's stupid. It's what's happening. In mm-hmm. New York schools have apparently banned Squid Game costumes because it's a violent show. And of the shows that are out there these days, it's by no means the most violent.
I guess on one hand, I can sense their objection.
Yeah, but they're being so tedious. I mean, come on, you can't. It's overplayed.
Right, but I don't think it's just them. I think there are other schools. Because I read
there
a different
are a handful.
Art. Yeah, they're thumbs down to Squid Games.
There are a couple of them, but I think by and large, like most things, the schools don't really care, and they shouldn't. Just let them wear whatever Halloween costume they want. Part of the problem is that they have a rule that you can't have anything that even remotely hints at being a weapon. Or anything that might be too gory or too scary.
Mm.
And it's like, what is the point of Halloween then? Did you guys not know what Halloween is?
I know, right. I mean, they were okay with like cultural appropriation.
Oh, shut up.
I know. I shouldn't go there.
Appropriate. If you can define cultural appropriation to my satisfaction, I'll let you use the term, but...
Oh, I think it's ridiculous. Don't get me started. I'm on your side with that. I'm making a joke. One time I was in a very, 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 very odd work situation. And one of the gals, I was the manager, and one of the gals that reported to me absolutely hated me. And she made no bones about it and had a little bit, I don't know, she was a little wonky. And so everyone was going to dress up for Halloween. They had this Halloween contest about like designing your area, your office, your cubicles, the staff. People really went out. And I don't like to dress up. So I'm like, if you do what you want. So anyway, this gal comes up to my cubicle dressed up like, which was the guy in like the Halloween movies?
Jason? I don't remember. Not a horror.
Yeah, Jason. She was dressed up like Jason, like holding a fake bloody knife right in front of my mm-hmm. office door and just yep. stood there and didn't say a word to me.
Sounds great.
I just thought it was just hideous. Anyway, I think of that every Halloween, but I was horrified. I mean, I literally was scared.
Was it a real knife?
I don't know. I just...
Where were you, was this in Arizona?
Yes.
So you can't do that kind of thing in Arizona because... You never know who's going to have a gun.
Well, I didn't say anything to her. I just turned, you know, I kind of just gently closed my office door and pretended it didn't happen. But very intimidating. So, yeah, not a big fan of that.
So the point being with the costumes, mm-hmm. let the kids be kids.
Right.
Let them explore the stuff. If you put it off limits, it's just going to confuse them, I think. It's going to confuse them more.
Right. Did you get the article I sent you that you could have been involved in a real Squid Game scenario?
No, I didn't.
When you were in New York? Oh, I sent you an email.
Oh, yeah. I was pretty much off the grid when I was in New York.
I know. I'm like, you still have time to register. It was a joke. I was just kidding you. But anyway, no. So in terms of...
Might be a fun thing to do.
I think it would be. Yeah, they had some sort of... I don't know if it was for charity. I can't remember. It was a week ago. Yes, I had some ideas for alternative Squid Game costumes to get around the ban. Do you have any ideas for that?
I'm a bit of a poke the bear kind of person, so I would have said, hey, Bob, let's go buy you a Squid Game costume. Oh, but my son today went to school. This is interesting. Well, okay. No, it's not interesting, but I'm going to tell you anyway.
Okay, good.
Each day of the week, now I've been away most of the week, so I've missed most of this, but mm-hmm. each day of the week they had a different costume theme.
Oh, how cute.
So yesterday was jocks and nerds, so he went as a nerd.
Uh-huh.
And today was just like open costume day. So out of the blue, out of the clear blue sky, he decides he wants to be Tank Guy from the Tiananmen Square massacre, 20, 25 years ago?
Oh, sweet.
The guy who stood in front of the tank. So he wore a white button-down shirt, black pants, and was holding two bags, just like the tank man was. I thought that was really random.
That's really random.
There you have it.
I like it. That's a great costume.
Now, I think it would have been better if he colluded with one of his friends to dress up as a tank.
A tank. I know sometimes you got to tag team these ideas to get the full
impact. And of course, most
of
these kids these days are fat, so he could have picked anyone.
Right. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. So do you think anyone will get the reference, or is it just your son?
I don't think so.
Yeah, I don't think so.
I think he likes that. I think he likes being obtuse.
Oh, good. I like him. That's awesome.
He's much smarter than me and also kinder, but still obtuse. So I think he'll get along better in the world than I did.
Okay. You get along just fine, don't you?
The other thing that was a little bit annoying about that article is that they said they didn't want to glorify that kind of violence and how negative the whole thing was.
Mm-hmm.
And if anybody actually watched the show, they mm-hmm. know that at the end they had what one might consider an uplifting message, because the least violent of the people playing the game is mm-hmm. the one who won the
right.
game. And he was the one who had faith in humanity, and he's the one who put the rest of his life aside to try to fix things.
Right.
So I think they completely missed the fucking point. That really kind of annoyed me. It's like, you don't even know what you're talking about. But here's my other question.
Okay.
Unless you have a comment on that.
No, I think you're right. I think that's a great observation. But all I was going to say was, given the culture and just this kind of knee-jerk response and this whole cancel business, do you think they even watched the movie or watched the series and tried to get anything out of it? I mean, there were messages. You know, of course they didn't.
If they watched it, doesn't seem like they watched it. But if they did watch it, obviously they didn't comprehend it. So they're not very good. Mm-hmm. You know, people should not be educators. If you couldn't take away the basic message of the show,
uh-huh.
message, then you shouldn't be an educator.
Right.
You're too dumb. But my overall question is, I still don't understand why this became such a phenomenon. I don't understand why this is such a big thing.
That's a good question. I was questioning.
I want a good answer, Catherine. I don't want you just tell me it's a good question. All my questions are good.
All your questions are good. And in this
I'm
case.
I'm a genius.
It's a genius question. Yeah, you took the words right out of my pie hole. I think it has a lot to do. I think it had a lot to do with the visuals. I think it had a lot to do with, you know, the message, like this kind of not good versus bad, but like privilege versus not. And just the violence. I think there's some inherent, and this is only my opinion. I think that this whole, like the whole situation we're in, and particularly in this country with the pandemic, I think there's just such a need for like escapism. I think it provided some level of escape. It provided some level for almost like a vicarious acting out of violence. Like if you want to just, I don't know, not that people want
to
be violent.
It sounds to me like you don't know a lot about American TV, because it's all about escapism and it's all about violence.
But I don't watch American TV.
Well, then you don't have the cultural references to make an appropriate assumption or decisions or guesses.
Right, but you
asked
me, I'm not saying that it's different than American TV. I'm saying that, you know, it just, and I think visually, and there's just a way that the Korean dramas or these Korean stories play out. I think there's a, and I know you're, you know, I really don't watch American TV. I haven't for
okay, say it again.
Many years.
Oh, by the way, did you know that I went to RISD?
Oh, did you? Okay.
Oh, and Catherine, did you know Catherine doesn't watch American TV?
But the bottom line is, I think the Korean dramas, they have a way of telling a story that I think is rather gripping. And whether it resonated for you in this particular situation, you know, is what it is. But, you know, I think it was the visuals. I think it was the kind of this, you know, it was like Hunger Games to me. It was a little bit derivative in some ways, but there was still something interesting about it. I don't know, maybe I don't have a good answer.
That's an interesting thing to bring up, the Hunger Games. I thought Hunger Games was derivative, but I can't say exactly from what. It just seemed like from multiple sources.
Right.
I mean, I enjoyed Hunger Games for what it was, but I didn't think it was particularly good. I think the story I think it's a lot like this, actually, in some ways, because it's a little bit hollow. I don't really, can't really get into it too deeply.
Right, right. And Hunger Games, I couldn't watch it. And the premise of Hunger Games, I felt, was crueler. So this was more palatable, I guess.
Oh, I don't know.
Well, you know, taking kids and people and forcing them to do it. Wasn't like the...
Oh, right. You're right. It was random. So it could have been anywhere from...
Yeah, it was random. So, because the original, I mean, the very first movie, like the younger sister of the main protagonist, you know.
Yeah,
And so I thought that, and so they were forced to participate in this duel, you know.
Well, I mean, the first round, they were pretty much forced to participate in it as well. They didn't know what was going to happen in Squid Games. That first round, nobody knew what was really on the line. And I think half of them were killed.
Oh, God, at least, yeah. But the difference is like the volition of the person who went. It's like they weren't forced to go. They were, once they were there, they were essentially forced to participate. But, you know, I guess the not knowing. But I thought Hunger Games, I don't know, just because they were like younger people and they were, you know, torn away from their families to fight to the death. I thought that was a really cruel premise for a film. And I did not get through the Hunger Games.
I guess you don't remember high school.
Oh, I tried my best.
You send your kid to high school is basically like sending them to Hunger Games.
Yeah, a lot is, you know, God. I hated high school. Did you enjoy yourself? I thought it was just horrible.
I did, because I ignored most of the people there.
Gosh.
I had my own shit going on. College was 1,000 times better, but
college was so better.
I didn't have a problem with high school.
Yeah, I graduated early because I couldn't stand it and went to college my senior year.
I mean, I'm sure a lot of people looked at me and thought of me as an art geek or nerd or something, but I was so far removed from the cliques that I didn't care what people thought about me.
Yeah.
And I think that's probably a big part of how you can get through high school.
Right. I think so, too. Yeah. And I, even though I think mostly I'm probably an introvert to some extent, I was in a lot of different cliques. And so I hung out with like... stoners, I hung out with nerds, I hung out with the really smart kids, I hung out in with the band. I was actually in like jazz ensembles as a keyboard player. I dated the kicker of the football team. It's like I had my toe in all these different groups, but I never felt like I belonged to any of them. Where'd that come from?
No, we were talking about Hunger Games, and that's basically, both of them, Hunger Games and Squid Games, seem a little shallow to me from a writing standpoint, mm-hmm. from the overall idea of the show or the story.
Uh-huh.
Story seemed a bit shallow. And I would say Hunger Games was probably worse because that didn't make it. The world they put that in made even less sense to me than almost anything else I've ever seen. I just didn't understand the world it was supposed to be.
Yeah, I didn't get past like probably 35, 40 minutes max into the first film.
Katniss, I think. Wow, I remember her name. Katniss, the main character, mm-hmm. I felt was interesting. I think she's an interesting heroine. I'm kind of glad that we have her in our pantheon of cultural heroes.
Mm-hmm.
It's just too bad she wasn't in a better storyline.
Mm-hmm.
I think we've exhausted Squid Games and costuming.
Right.
So do you want to do Gift Guide? Or do you want to save that for next week?
Oh, let's do the gifts. Yeah, why not?
Now we're at 30 minutes now, so they can now. Yeah, I guess we have plenty of time.
Do you think we have plenty of time?
I do.
Okay.
Assuming we can get through this relatively quickly.
I sent you a good housekeeping article. Did you get it?
Oh, was that good housekeeping? Okay, I didn't see where that was.
Yeah.
I hated the article format, obviously.
Oh, obviously, but I thought they had some good ideas. But they were only about like 12 that I thought were anything worthy of discussing.
I'm going to shoot almost all of these down, but I think we can go through them one by one fairly quickly. So the idea that we had was that since we know something about making and creative stuff and painting and sculpture and whatnot, perhaps we could give some people advice for an upcoming event called Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
If you're having problems figuring out what to get for that quote artist person or maker on your list, we may have some ideas for you.
Yes.
What was the title of this article? 25 Creative Gifts for Artists That'll Inspire Their Next Work of Art.
Yes, or something like that.
Oh boy, to be a writer. As someone who has painted since I could hold a pencil, as someone who has painted since he could hold a pencil, that's not painting. I've been drawing and painting for a long time. Let's call it 40 years, 45 years, something like that. So I've seen a lot of this nonsense before.
Right.
I have it pulled up. Do you want me to start listing them off one by one?
Yeah. The Inkless Drawing Board was number one.
So I ask you if you want me to list them off, and then you start listing them off. Okay, I get how this is going to work. Thanks, Catherine. Just throw me in the bus right now.
Sorry. I pulled the article up as you were saying that, and it just came
Did you like this? The Inkless? So it's a slate. No. I didn't even read it. I'm just assuming it's a slate that is, you know, when you get slate wet, it makes a mark, and then it dries off. Did you like this?
No, I thought it was very silly.
Okay, hard pass. Both of us hard pass. Stupid. Don't buy this for anyone. Unless you know they specifically want this, nobody's going to want this crap.
No one's going to want this crap. They'll regift it in a New York minute.
Oh, they're just throw it out. next one. Tracing LED light box.
Right.
What do you think?
I actually like this. I think there is some merit to maybe not this particular one.
But no, this is thin and light and cheap. I think this is, if you need a light box,
this is
I don't
it?
Know how it works, but if this is an actual genuine light box, this is freaking amazing. Light box, well, here's my caveat. I think this is a great thing, mm-hmm. or it would have been a great thing like 20 years ago,
uh-huh.
maybe 30 years ago. Light boxes were very handy. If you're in a young creative and you're not exactly sure what you're doing, you're trying a lot of different things, a light box can be a really handy thing to have.
Mm-hmm.
You'd be surprised how often it can be useful. I'm not sure these days with the different technologies we have if it's still relevant. Like, if you have a projector, you pretty much have kind of the same thing or a similar thing. But mm-hmm. I'm kind of half halvesies on this because light boxes have been a great thing to have. I'm just not sure if I'm too old to recognize that their time has passed.
I don't know if they're...
This is a maybe. I'll give this a maybe.
Yeah. No, I like the concept of light box. A friend of mine has a light table. Her husband was a photographer, and like mm-hmm. this entire table is lit. That is
exactly.
And we would work on that. And so, and that was so powerful and so good. These would compare. Go ahead. I keep talking.
So they say this is a tracing LED light box, so you can trace stuff. And this could be your own work or somebody else's work, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But that's the point you just made. Mm-hmm. You know, 30 years ago, light tables were great because you could use them for tracing. You can use them to put your negatives or your slides on it. Everybody would be using a light table.
Right.
And they were big and boxy and clunky and expensive and annoying.
Mm-hmm. Anyway, she still has it. It's actually kind of cool. That is so far superior to this. Anyway. Okay, the annual membership in the masterclass.com. I thought it might be interesting. This was kind of an off the cuff.
Could be. I think you have to have the right mindset for this. I would take this as a gift. I think generally a good gift because the masterclass, it's kind of like lynda.com.
Mm-hmm.
There are classes and most of these, as my understanding is, these are really pretty high level stuff.
Right.
So if you have any interest in continuing creative education, this would be a pretty damn good gift.
I thought this was probably one of the best ones.
Plus, it's probably not inexpensive. I'm guessing it's probably $100 at least.
Yeah, I didn't even dig further. I just looked at it and I thought, oh, interesting. Okay, next. Go ahead, next.
Leather paintbrush roll. Mm-hmm. Leather paintbrush roll. It's not for leather paintbrushes. It's a roll of leather that you put your paintbrushes in. Hard pass. Absolutely. Just one of the worst things on this list.
Agree.
And this is one of the things. A new artist won't know what to do with this. An existing artist will already have their shit together. So unless you know, again, unless it's a very specific thing where you know this is what they want, for $50, I think you can find something more interesting than this. So just...
Yeah, pass. That's the hard pass. And I don't even roll up my brushes, do you?
Of course not. What kind of monster would do that?
Right. I mean, but the next one, the Master Brush Cleaner and Preserver, I was okay with that. I think that's kind of a cool little stocking stuffer.
I haven't used this, so I don't know the specific usefulness of it, whether it's good or bad, but it's cheap, and like you said, it's a stocking stuffer. This is one of those gifts like, well, you know, you take a shot in the dark, and if you miss, it's not a big cost, and it's not a big thing that they have to get invested in. So, yeah, that might be a good one.
Yeah. I mean, because I like to keep my brushes clean, and it's supposed to smell like citrus or something, so that might be interesting. Okay, next one. Go ahead.
No, I'm not even going to read it out. I'm just saying no.
Agree.
Any book, don't give books to artists.
Yeah, the next two are books and just done, right?
Okay, we're not even going to list them. Screw it.
Yeah, I just was not impressed at all.
Oh, but this next one.
Uh-huh.
Therapy dough.
Right.
Shut up. Pass.
Not even a stocking stuffer?
Are you seriously thought this was a good idea?
No, I thought it was funny and I thought it was a good present, but not for an artist. I didn't know how it got into this. I mean, say, like, you know, people that I hung out with in my yoga days would have probably loved this. because
you Wawa people. Yes, actually, I shouldn't say Wawa because you
mood
know
boosting scents of orange, lavender, eucalyptus. Oh, they would have been all over this shit. They would have been bringing it to the studio and pretending they were meditating.
Yeah. Such a load of crap. This is literally load of crap.
Oh yeah, it's a load of crap. But I would. It's a hard pass for an artist, but for some other venue, maybe. I don't know.
No,
I think
absolutely
it's
not.
Very, I know, it's silly.
Not unless you have the most tedious friends in the world.
That would be yes.
Bunch of yoga people. Yogis. Okay.
Linen apron. What'd you think of the apron idea?
Okay, this apron?
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely not. Apron in principle, though, isn't necessarily a bad gift for an artist. You can use this in a lot of different ways.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you're a maker and you're making stuff, or if you're a painter or a sculptor or ceramicist, some people wear aprons and some people don't.
Mm-hmm.
But definitely not this one, because you can get a lot cheaper. You don't have to spend $55 to get an apron for someone. And I would recommend getting one that's tight-fitting and has a lot of pockets on it.
Right. And this is linen. I mean, I just don't do anything with linen.
What, are you going to go out to a show in it or something? Why would it be linen? Why would you want it in linen?
I know. Linen wrinkles. It shrinks. It's a pain in the ass.
Does it shrink? I didn't know that.
I don't know.
That's
maybe
stupid.
Maybe
linen,
mine shrunk.
You want something that's more rigid, like a heavy cotton?
Exactly.
Ugh.
Yeah, I have an apron.
Some things make me mad.
Yeah, I have an apron, but I don't necessarily wear it when I do anything. I just get my painting clothes all dirty.
I would say that I'm mm-hmm. apron curious. Okay. I mean, I could kind of not be against an apron, but mm-hmm. I've always been a little bit adjacent to it, but I've never quite gotten into the apron lifestyle.
Okay. Apron adjacent, that would be a really great band name.
No, it wouldn't. That's terrible. The next thing is also terrible. Bob Ross heated changing mug. Changing mug? Oh, heat changing mug. I'm sorry. I totally read this the wrong way the first time I read it. I thought it was a heated mug.
No.
That's how much I paid attention to it. I was like, nope. Not that I hate Bob Ross.
No.
I actually watched him when I was growing up.
Me too.
I stole some of his techniques, I guess.
Who didn't?
But I don't need to see him on a mug.
I thought this was hilarious. And I would buy this.
I don't think I could deal with that afro in the morning. I don't think I could deal with that.
Stocking stuffer for me.
If you're a hipster, fine.
I'd be a go on this with the brush cleaner. Next.
What would Frida do? A guide to living boldly.
Oh, no.
That sounds like a no from you.
Yes. What do you think?
It's a book. Forget about it.
Yeah. Forget about it.
We're visual people. You people don't understand us. Okay. Whoever's writing this guide does not understand
visual
people.
That's what I thought, too. And I absolutely love Frida Kahlo, but I would not buy this.
I don't. I do not.
I didn't think you would.
Not a Frida fan. I'm not saying she's not an artist. It's not my cup of tea.
Right. It's hard to look at.
When I hit this next one,
mm-hmm.
I literally thought this was an ad.
I did too. It's so funny. I was like, what is this? Statement oysters?
I'm actually glad this was in here because this is one of the dumbest things I've ever seen in my life.
Uh-huh.
You can buy mm-hmm. oyster shells, which are basically garbage.
Right.
And then you're supposed to paint them. And that's supposed to make them awesome or something. I don't understand. And it's $39 for literally trash.
But it really confused me because the description says, harvested straight from the beaches of North Carolina, these gilded oyster shells can be decorated with personal artwork. And then in parentheses, it says, just send a digital file to the maker. What does that mean?
Oh, okay. You see, again, one of the things I didn't really look at too much because some things disgust me too much to take any more.
But who the hell's painting these? Like, do you send them?
The artist.
But who's the digital file to the maker? What are they talking about?
There are probably 12,000 people in China that get the order and then send it out.
So you send the digital file of your work and they paint it and then send you back the oyster shells?
I'm going to, you know what? I don't even care to answer that question.
Yeah, let's just move on. That was just ridiculous. Okay, next. Go ahead, next.
Personalized paintbrush holder.
Right.
Thank you, Catherine. Okay, that's it. Be done. Next.
I mean, have they ever heard of a mason jar? I mean, seriously.
No, oh, come on. Who has money for a mason jar? Just use an old steel can, soup can. And you have to eat the soup anyway.
Yeah. I use my mom's old pottery. I have all kinds of brush holders and none of it costs me anything. Okay. Mini hand and wrist foam roller. I thought this was the most ridiculous thing other than those shells.
This goes nicely with those hand exercising things. You remember in the 90s or maybe it was the 80s. You had these little hand gripper things, which
right.
you would squeeze for your workout.
Yes.
It was perfect for, what was the name of that company? Sharper Image. It was like the Sharper Image logo. This goes with that. So you can
mm-hmm.
sell them as a set.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah. those little lined up balls you put on your desk, the metal ones on little swings and they
right.
snap. ping, 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 ping.
Yeah, you could put that next to that first gift of the painting that disappears.
I think that sounds like a hard pass.
We don't like it. Okay, go, next one. We can just skip
magnetic over picture frame gallery.
I have no words.
You might be surprised then. I'm not opposed to this. This
no?
is mostly for Instagram stuff since they're square. And well, in the old days, Instagram used to be square.
Oh, it was?
Before Facebook. Yeah, oh yeah. For years, it was you can only post a square picture.
Oh.
And then Facebook bought it and, you know.
Screwed it up?
It. I'm not totally opposed to this. So it's, the idea is a set of frames that you can swap out prints from because they're magnetic, so it's easy to swap them out. If you're going to get this gift, what you really want to do, the pro move on this one, it's not even necessarily for an artist, but if you have someone in your life who has a lot, likes to have pictures and is maybe likes Instagram, likes taking pictures, you can print them out. You can mount these on the wall somewhere, and that's the gift. It's mounting these on the wall somewhere and maybe populating them with a few of the pictures from this person's feed and then letting them, you know, take it from there. So you're taking care of everything and they can just put some pictures up in their home. And when you put your pictures up in your home, it really does change things. You have them right in your face.
Right. Okay. You've reframed it for me. I'm not as opposed. I thought it was just weird.
And there are different services that do this. There are a bunch of companies out there that you link your Instagram picture to and then they'll print it out for you and send it to you. So there's no shortage of this.
Okay. The next one.
Let it go shirt. Mm-hmm. Van Gogh on a t-shirt. Okay. That's pointless.
Yeah. I would never. Pointless. Wear that. Not even around the house. Stylus pen for iPad. I thought everyone
no.
would have this anyway if
Hard
you wanted
no.
one. And I
because this is not, I'm sorry I cut you off. I can't stop talking
no, go.
trash about this. This is not an Apple Pencil. This
no.
is a stylus. An Apple Pencil is a remarkable thing.
Mm-hmm.
The Microsoft Surface line also has their own stylus, which is amazing as well. When you have the correct stylus for the tablet, it's fantastic. When you have a piece of crap like this, it's barely better than using your finger. If you want a pencil for your Apple tablet, get the Apple Pencil. I know they're stupidly expensive, but forget about it. It's worlds apart.
Right. Okay, next.
Watercolor paint set.
No.
This is the quintessential no on art gifts because you know someone goes to the art store looking to get the gift for the quote artist in their life. They see this and they think, oh, yeah, they probably like that. And this is one of the worst things you can get an artist in general because it doesn't really start them off very much. I mean, they still need the paper and the brush and all that other stuff. But watercolor is a lot harder than people think it is.
It really is.
Especially when you have crappy pigments. And these are going to be crappy pigments because they're so cheap.
Mm-hmm.
I would guess 90% of these things get bought as presents and given away and get thrown out. Event, you know, 20 years later when they're cleaning out their house, they find this thing that they used once and they throw it out because it's all dried up.
Exactly. Yeah, so that's a hard no. I think anything that would be in an aggregate like this is like student grade. You know, let them pick out their own paints.
It's better just to start with a couple of the primary colors.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have to get in the nice stuff, but just a couple of primary colors. It's hard to start off in painting. Let's just face it. And there's no easy way to do it.
No. So the next one, watercolor paper.
A little bit more forgiving about this one because most art people, creative people need paper.
Right.
It's not the worst idea. If you want to get them a pad, that's probably the best thing. It's generic. They can use it for a lot of different things.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. No.
So it's probably going to get used. It's probably at least partially. So not a bad idea.
I would go further and say watercolor paper. I would do like a mixed media paper. There's all kinds of different paper out there.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. You have a lot of options. And of course, having too many options can be a problem. But just go to the art store, ask the guy, hey, can you get me like a pad of paper? You know, this, give them your budget and they'll find something.
Exactly. But paper is always good because it can be expensive and I would like it as a gift.
Yeah. But it's a consumable. It's something that most people will use.
Exactly. Okay.
Oh, but the next one.
Mm-hmm.
Brush rest.
I know.
It's a little dimple on the table you can put so you can rest your brush on.
Mm-hmm.
Get out. Just get out.
Right.
Stop it. Oh, God. Just pass.
Yeah, I don't want
to. It's not worth talking
about.
The next one I didn't even understand. Puzzle and glue set? So you buy a puzzle, you put it together, and then you glue it together? How is this an art thing?
It's not. We just need to move on.
All right. Yep. Awesome Athens Street Art Virtual Walk.
Right.
Oh, this is by Airbnb. I didn't even realize that.
Mm-hmm.
So this isn't the worst thing in the world.
I didn't think it was the worst. It didn't rise to my interest like the art classes online.
Right.
But I think it was definitely under that. It says it's $9. So it'd be kind of, you know, cheap little, again, stocking stuffer. And it's just a virtual walk of street art in six different neighborhoods. It might be kind of fun.
I don't even know if you have to pay for it, because I remember a couple of years ago, Google Maps had something like this, and they set up like an art walk through the city, so you could just click on the website and take your time basically walking through the virtual. It was like Street View, but with art.
Right, yeah. I'm sure you can find something on YouTube. So.
I think the better idea is if you have an actual walk where you actually walk through the local city, going through, looking through the different things that are in your city, that might be more interesting. It's just like New Yorkers don't ever go to the Statue of Liberty themselves. That's just something that, you know, once in a while, once in your life, New Yorkers, you should probably go to the Statue of Liberty.
I've been there. Have you been there?
Well, I've been around it. I haven't been on the island.
Oh, I went to the island.
Yeah, it just seemed like there are too many people there.
There were a lot of people. And it was interesting. Yeah, so anyway, so that's like, that's an okay one. I think that was okay.
Well, you know what it does? It opens up ideas for different things.
Right. Okay. Framed personal artwork.
Of course, you can get it something framed. Mm. And that's not a bad idea. But this specifically, they were talking about, if you have a child in your life who is painting and stuff, take one of their beautiful paintings and frame it.
Mm-hmm.
Only if it's good.
Mm-hmm.
And by good, I mean probably not your kid's stuff.
But there's something sweet about this.
Don't frame bad art. Don't frame anything that's just bad, because it's just dumb. Now, if you do have a piece where maybe they accidentally made something that looked good.
Uh-huh.
Like, you know, four-year-olds can paint. We know that.
Right.
We've documented that.
Right.
That would be really nice. But don't just randomly pick some piece of junk that they, you know, vomited paint onto. If it's good, you know, that can actually be nice, and it will remind you and always connect you back to that time.
Right. Yeah, so that was maybe. The next one, the iPhone case, no.
Oh, jeez. I don't even know why this is on. This is, again, this looks like another ad.
Yes.
This is not for the artist. This is buying something just buying something.
Yeah, I didn't get that. And then the last one was
the last one
book.
Really is in the running for one of the worst ideas of all time.
Uh-huh.
Or at least on this list.
Right.
2022 Live Life Beautifully Planner.
Right.
It's a printed book, a planner book. It's like from 1999.
Stuff like this just annoys me.
Totally pointless and
it's totally pointless. Enough said. So what are your ideas?
Well, I only had one.
Okay.
Because I did a lot of research.
Okay.
And it just popped in my mind.
Okay.
A screen printing kit. And I said this because I've seen them many, many times at the art store. You go to, and I would recommend going to your local art store, because the people there generally know what they're talking about.
They can
help you find gifts. It's not very expensive, but it can get you started with the screen printing process. And again, not for everyone, but for most creative people, they're probably going to want to take a stab at this at one point in their life, in their creative journey. So having a kit, which is usually less than $50, that they can do the whole thing right out of the kit. There are a lot of bits and pieces to that. There's a lot to the process of doing a screen print. But breaking it down and making it simple and being able to get it actually done is really interesting. And I've seen kids use this effectively. And that was the other thing. It was kind of nice to see when people actually use the gift and make something from it. And it may be only a one-time thing. They may make one or two or three prints. And then, you know, that's probably what's going to happen. Just going into it that it's probably not going to last, but at least it gives them the experience and it gives them an understanding of screen printing.
I think that's a fabulous idea.
Well, thank you.
I had an idea also. They didn't address any of it, but I'm a big fan of clayboard or scratchboard.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And I think it's just such a fun process, and not necessarily for kids. Some of the tools can be really sharp. But if you got like a nice set of the scratchy tools and even some student scratchboard that's just like paper or like the harder blocks it's a really fun process.
You know what I like about that idea, that suggestion, is that if you get the kid at the right point or the person at the right point, this is a really good thing to draw. If they've been drawing for a little while, but they've only been doing, quote, normal drawing, you know, pencil and paper, this can really flip it around for them.
It does.
It's doing the same thing, but it's 180 degree spin on it.
Mm-hmm.
So it can sort of break them out of whatever rut they may have been in, or just open up a new door.
Tell them what scratchboard is.
So a scratchboard, when you get a fresh scratch board out, what you see is a completely black canvas. And what it is, it's a layer of ink on top of a white substrate. And so as you scratch away, instead of drawing on it, you're using a scratching thing. So you're making light lines on a dark background instead of making dark lines on a back background. And I found this to be very helpful in learning how to draw because, for me, drawing the light, drawing the highlights mm-hmm. of something is much easier than drawing the shadows of something. Mm-hmm. I don't know if that's true for everybody, but for me, it really helped out. Helped me move forward with my drawing mm-hmm. career.
Mm-hmm. Well, thanks for explaining that.
Sure. That'll be $5.
Okay. Put it on my tab.
You can Venmo that to me.
Put it on my tab. Venmo? Oh, I have to set that up. Damn.
Oh, I have one other general gift idea.
Okay.
Or tip. This okay. is my life hack. Probably one of my best life hacks.
Okay.
As you go through your day on mm-hmm. a daily basis, on a yearly basis, every day, if you see something that you think your spouse or your significant other or someone in your life who you want to get a gift, if you see something they might want, write it down on mm-hmm. a list and keep that list active throughout the whole year.
That's a good one, James.
So for the wife, I have a list. You know, when I see something or she mentions something, this is the real key, because when they say something that links to something they're interested in, but they're not quite want to buy it because maybe mm-hmm. it's a little bit too expensive or something, or maybe it's a little bit outside their comfort zone. Those are kind of the best gifts because they're interested in it, but they just can't quite pull the trigger. And getting them the gift, that shows that you were listening and it gives them the impetus to get over their hurdle and actually get into the thing.
Oh, good. I like that.
So unfortunately, my list was dry for my wife, and Christmas is coming up, and just yesterday I saw something that could finally fill that gap. So
nice.
You know, because I'm thinking.
You're thinking. You're always thinking.
Actually, Christopher had a tip on this as well. If you're getting something for your wife, mm-hmm. call her sister.
Good point.
See what the sister says.
Well, that is a great life hack. Thank you.
Not so much a hack as a tip. I don't know why I have to rename everything. Yeah, it's just a tip.
I know. Why is everything a hack now?
Because we're all coders now.
Are we? In my dreams. Okay. Well, yeah. This was exciting. We've covered two holidays.
Yeah. It went way too long.
Okay. We'll cut out most of it.
I don't know about that. I don't know that. No, you know, I think as long as it's under an hour, it'll be all right.
Okay. All right. So, well, thank you. This was fun.
Great. Thanks, Catherine.
Happy
See you next
shopping.
Week.
Okay. Bye.